Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Okay, so yeah, Devers comes over from Boston, and you have an opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
That audio of Will the Thrill Clark. It was surfaced and brought to our attention by our pal, Will Fleming.
Say it loud, say it proud.
Wow.
But Rafael Devers...
Rafael Devers.
But you're going to get your ass out. Like, that's a...
Yeah.
Those are strong words,
That is
man.
A declarative mm-hmm. sentence.
For sure.
So I'm not sure if you heard this, Teddy, but yesterday, after Will Fleming jumped in the 5 o'clock hour at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on Afternoons...
Appreciate that.
He said he first revealed that Rafael Devers missed the opportunity to play some defense and work first base with Will Clark, the legend of Will Clark, at whatever, the AT&T, whatever they call it now these days... in San Francisco.
Oracle Park.
At Oracle. Thank you. That's right. Yeah, it's his third name in 25 years.
Yeah.
So he misses his chance to go play some defense during his first weekend series. Granted, he's playing the Red Sox, whatever. But after Will Fleming says that yesterday, a massive amount of clapback, doubt, disbelief, bordering on hate came his way and the way of Boston media in general because nobody believed him. So Will found the audio to back it up, passed it our way, and there's Will Clark on the, I forgot the name of the podcast, inserted here.
Deuces Wild.
Thank you. Deuces Wild, baby. That's the proof right there. Will found the receipts to back that up. So now we can go ahead and just disperse with all of the nonsense saying that Boston media is once again making something up to support a story and enforce a narrative. But, Ted, how do you feel about that? Can you imagine a legend like Will Clark or the equivalent in the NFL saying, hey, Ted, come on out. Like, what if Andre Tippett had said to you, like, hey, I'd love to work with you out on the field. Just come on out 30 minutes before practice, and you didn't show up.
Now you see why I tated Devers.
I do, Breslobot. It makes me, from the chair I'm sitting in right now, kind of smile. It's like, you know what? The Red Sox made the right decision. All that does is amplify the problems that were probably going on here. If he's willing to, you know, kind of isolate himself with the new team that he's going to, like the new team where you want people to, I don't know, accept you, like you, be a part of, and you're like, nah, I'm good, even when you're with your new team, after they traded for you and gave you this big press conference and told you how great you are, and you're like, nah, I'm good. I just all that does is reinforce that the Red Sox made the right decision.
It just gives more credence to the, well, did you really need to trade Rafael Devers? Well, maybe at that point you did, because now we're talking about a guy who's multiple years into that massive contract extension he signed. He's been in the league for almost a decade. And as was mentioned, you have a bunch of young impressionable kids that are coming up. So the model that we're going to set for this team is we're ignoring our legends. We're ignoring people that are just trying to help you. And it is my way or the highway for 26 guys on a roster. That's not the ideal I want to set for my group. And B, Fitzy, that's got to be emotionally and just draining to have to deal with. Draining for Alex Cora, draining for his boy, Sadon Rafaela, who Will Fleming shouted out as having a great couple weeks since he got traded.
Yes, he is.
Maybe we're making too much of it. Maybe we're extrapolating too much. But seeing an example like that, Ted, you're totally right. That does, it further justifies, you know what, maybe they were onto something for getting rid of him there.
Well, big game tonight. Let's see if they can make it 7 of 8, which would leave them with 5 before the All-Star break. You've got Brian Bayo on the bump, who has been pitching rather well of late against Kyle Freeland, someone else with an ERA over 5. He is a lefty, but hopefully the Sox can feed.
Boy, they stink.
In a night where I'm sure the ball should be flying out of the ballpark tonight as well, given this weather. Speaking of going flying, guys, we have an assignment that we need to undertake. It is time to come back to Ted's Movie Club.
Let's
How
go.
About some Hollywood theme and music, Stiz?
You got some? Does Stiz have some movie? No.
We will endeavor.
Now would be a perfect time to play the Roman Anthony home run.
We will endeavor. All right, Ted, what do you think?
So here's what we got. So the first movie we did, Last of the Mohicans, I would say the majority of you guys thought it was was pretty good. Andy was the one that just took a big, hot, steamy dump on it. So that says more about Andy, I think, than it does the rest of us.
Were you offended by my 3 out of 5 Johnsons?
No.
Okay.
No, especially the younger guys, I didn't think about the datedness of the movie.
It was a little dated.
So,
a little.
I like stories.
It's called the period piece, guys.
I'm a big story guy. And so, again, I may be more cultured than the rest of you guys. But let me throw out some movies.
I'd probably accept that.
Well, listen, I was the biggest fan. I gave it 5 out of 5. And if I remember correctly, Ted, the way this works, everyone, is that we give a movie up to and out of 5 out of 5 Johnsons. Instead of stars or apples or whatever else. And Last of the Mohicans, 1992, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, directed by Michael Mann, received 3.9 out of 5 Johnsons from the WEI Afternoon crew.
I want to improve on that. I want the aggregate to be, 4 over 4. Look, we're talking about these are really good movies to great to exceptional. So 4 over is where we're trying to shoot at. I'm going to throw some names out at you, okay? What you guys say. I would say one of my all-time absolute favorite movies, but it's a story. You have to be patient. It's not going to happen.
Is it a great story?
Is Shawshank Redemption. If you've never seen Shawshank Redemption with Tim Robbins and
Morgan Freeman. Dan, have you seen that?
Have you seen it?
Oh, I'm going to piss so many people off.
Oh, he hasn't.
How have you not seen it?
I've seen it. All right.
Okay. I used to think
what do you think of the
Ball
movie,
was my friend.
Do you like it?
That's a 5 out of 5,
okay,
Johnson.
It's a 5 out of 5. I even think Andy Hart would give it at least 4 out of 5, Johnson.
What about, have you ever seen Django Unchained?
Yes.
You seen it? Okay.
Yes.
What about the...
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Well, let me ask you this. What about the movie? Have you seen the movie? And I love this this director. The Social Network.
Oh, fantastic movie.
You like that movie?
Yeah.
David Fincher is phenomenal.
What are they doing? They're doing either a remake or a sequel, I saw.
Are they?
And Aaron Sorkin is back to direct again.
David Fincher directed the first one, and Aaron Sorkin wrote it. Now Sorkin's going to take over as writer and director, and it's going to be a broader-reaching statement on the effect of Facebook since its inception.
Let me throw this. Have you ever seen the movie Argo with Ben Affleck?
I haven't. That is on my list. I've been meaning to watch Argo for a while now.
I think that's it.
That's the movie we're going to watch. The next movie you're going to watch
is Ben
Affleck.
And I will assign myself Shawshank just to try to catch up to the rest of
you. Well, humanity.
No, Argo, Dan. No, hold on.
Yeah, because I'm down to rewatch. Andy hasn't seen it either.
I love movies that are based on true stories. And Argo is based on a true story. To me, it's a phenomenal movie.
Isn't it about the Iran hostage?
Yes.
It is, right?
Yes.
And it's trying to escape Iran and whatnot.
Yep.
And spoiler alert, best director, best picture winner as well.
It's where the CIA needed some help from Hollywood to get some of the people that were hiding out of Iran and back to America. They had to consult with Hollywood to do it. And so it's a really fascinating story, true story. That's going to be our next movie then, Argo.
Okay.
You have to watch Argo.
I like it. 6 out of 5 Johnsons from the text line on Last of the Mohicans, by the way.
Oh, so,
thank you, text line. Yeah. Smartest people in the world.
Favorite,
listening
from
to the
802, my favorite movie, too. So there you go.
Oh, good.
That's
okay.
From Utah. Yeah. Very right. good.
Yeah. Just the score was phenomenal. I'm a little sucker for a love story. I told you guys at dinner, my penchant for love stories. So, and Daniel Day-Lewis and Madeline Stowe together just...
How long until we get to The Notebook, Ted?
We will not do no. I will.
That's a great movie. I will have no Notebook slander.
It's a great book, actually. I haven't seen the movie.
The movie's awesome.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, so we thought about Shawshank. Django Unchained is also one of Ted's favorites in the TED Top 50. But Argo, 2012, starring Alan Arkin and Ben Affleck, as directed by Ben Affleck, Best Picture winner, will be our assignment on Ted's Movie Club. So, Ted, what do we give us? 2 days? We're going to review it on Thursday?
Next week, right?
You know what?
Oh, we get
this
a week.
Is a tough week because no one's here.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of guys
so
are off.
A week from today.
Okay. All right. So we'll give us until maybe we'll say a week from now, perhaps next Tuesday.
Perfect.
Okay, great. So everyone has and in the interim, though, Dan, please feel free to watch Shawshank, come back, talk about how often you wept during the movie and how you can't believe what a dodo bird you are for not having seen it to this point, thinking about how much life you've missed. It is truly, I will say this, one of the, It's maybe one of the great rewatchable movies of all time. Yep, my friend came up with the term Shawshanked. Ted, that means if you get Shawshanked, that means you're watching television, Shawshank is on, and you put the remote down because you have to watch it again.
Well, you know what it is? It's about two dudes, two buddies, and it's a friendship that is it's bonded between their experiences being in Shawshank. And so if that doesn't get you going, then we won't be friends. Sorry. If you don't understand.
There is a lot on the line.
If you don't get the connection in this movie, you know, but there's a lot of things that represent life. You know, you got to crawl through 500 yards of crap to kind of get what you want sometimes. Just like my man Andy Dufresne did.
Okay. So, what about the scene with the suds?
That's my favorite scene.
On the rooftop?
That's one of my favorite scenes
It made him feel normal. That's it.
Best narration track of all time.
Yes.
And film nerd, great story coming up in 3, 2, 1. We used to get free movies shown to us all the time at NYU. And one night we were invited over to school to sit in the basement cinema at Tisch School of the Arts at NYU. And they said, oh, there's this new movie coming out directed by this guy named Frank Darabont. It's from a short story by Stephen King, if you guys want to come. So we sat down, watched it, 120 people, bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds weeping at the end of the movie, all clutching each other. Yeah,
I'm a nerd
and then. Ted, he did Frank Darabont, who wrote and directed it, did a one-hour talk back afterwards and told us the final scene.
Yeah.
But where I'm not giving anything away, Dan, but the final shot, the one that really just brings about all the goosebumps and man feels, was not in the original cut. When the audience saw the movie first in the test screenings, they all said to a viewer and a fan, I need to see our guys get together.
I love it. Love it.
It's like I'm watching the DVD commentary over here. This is great.
Yeah.
All right, so just to recap. Yeah. So we have a week to watch Argo, and my friendship with Ted is on the line do not like Shawshank Redemption. Correct. Perfect. That is exactly how Ted's movie club Fitzy is supposed to go.
All right. I love it, guys. Ted's Movie Club, assignment number 2, Argo F Yourself, 2012. We'll watch it next week. 617-779-7937. Feel free to text in any suggestions for Ted's Movie Club. When we come back, we will put a bow on this puppy. Remembering our friend Lyndon Byers, gone too soon, and crossing over, of course, with Christian Arcand before the Red Sox first pitch at 7:10 tonight from friendly Fenway Park.